This is a Civitas Capital update. At the end of the week, there were still 59 bills sitting on Governor Bev Perdue's desk awaiting her signature. One of them loosens regulations on citizens and businesses. Another would exempt newer vehicles with fewer than 70,000 miles from emission inspections. Perdue is also holding legislation that would make changes to more easily detect fraud in the state and local retirement systems. Of course, the budget is now law since the override this week, and because of that, a provision in the spending plan allows parents to prohibit child care programs from supplementing homemade lunches. The state also can no longer take those homemade lunches into account when assessing a program. One of the laws that took effect July 1st requires a referendum on new annexations. A city would have to give notice of its intention to annex, then the county elections board would schedule the referendum. Only registered voters in the target area would be allowed to vote. If a simple majority votes against the annexation, it is stopped. Previous law limited voters to property owners, but the courts found that unconstitutional. That's the Civitas Capital Update. I'm Matt Willoughby.